Wow. Goosebumps. You got them? I got them. Thank you, Sung. That was an amazing song. Let's just bow our heads now and look to the Lord for his help in this time. We want to hear a message from him. Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus, we're here because we love you. We're here because we want to worship. We're here because we're yours. And yes, we choose you. We know that you chose us, and we thank you for this tremendous blessing. It is a blessing to be your chosen people. And so, God, we're here just to give you our worship and praise and thanks, and to hear from your word, which teaches us. We thank you for all of the meat that we have to chew on in your word. And God, I just pray that as we do so for this brief time now, that you would enrich us, strengthen our walk with you, and just equip us to go out into this world where we are your ambassadors, to go out into this world and choose the Jesus way. In your precious name, amen. So Dean mentioned that the women's Bible study has a one-word title, right, in this chapter. One-word titles are kind of nice. It just encaptures everything in one word, that success, right? Well, today I've got a one-word title for you, and it goes with the theme of the song that Sung just sang. And so the title is Choice. One word, choice. I've been thinking about this word on and off for actually quite a while now, even well before I chose it as to today's topic. In fact, I've been thinking about this word ever since Sung sang that song for us, I Choose the Jesus Way, back in August. This is the second time he's sung that. You probably remember it. Oh, that sounds familiar. This is a cool song. And that was the first time I had heard it back in August. I've heard it many times on the radio since, but it really stuck with me. I choose the Jesus way. I choose to follow Jesus. And so I've been dwelling on this word choice. And so when I decided to share on this topic and have this title for the message, I obviously asked Sung. He was conveniently scheduled to sing on this Sunday and probably was preparing another song, but I diverted that plan and asked him to sing, Can you sing the Jesus Way song? And he graciously agreed. So thank you, Sung. That was a tremendous blessing. Life is full of choices, isn't it? We have many choices that we're faced with, a whole slew of things, not just big ones, even just little ones as we go about our day. Some might be very routine. We might even just do them without thinking. They might even be mundane choices that we make just throughout our days, minute by minute. Some choices are more significant. Some choices, if I change my mind, I could go back and choose a different way. But some choices might be permanent. Once you choose, that's it. You got the one shot, one and done. Most people in this world today, and I'm not talking about just unbelievers here, most people in this world today go through life making choice after choice without giving too much thought or too much regard to the Jesus way. We think we've got it figured out. Oh, this is easy. Okay, I'll take care of this. We'll do what seems best. This is reckless. It's reckless to be choosing ourselves. We need to have constant reminders to choose the Jesus way. You know, there used to be, I think probably still is, but I used to see a lot more of them. People would wear those wristbands, bracelets, and they had those initials, WWJD, right? I'm sure you've seen them. Oh, what does that stand for? And then they'd get to share. Well, it's to remind myself to always think, what would Jesus do? And I actually wore this tie, and it has those initials on it. WWJD kind of goes with the theme of this message. So as we, as believers, as we make choices, we should be making the choices with measured, prayerful, and intentional decisions to choose the Jesus way. So what is the Jesus way? Well, I'd like to just consider three categories today of choices that we make. Three categories. Firstly, choices that we face on a daily basis. Here we have them for you. Secondly, the choices that come around, not every day, but only every once in a while, every so often. And then thirdly, the choice that matters most. So first, the choices we face on a daily basis. Choosing the Jesus way, we have to admit it usually, at least often, but probably usually, is not natural to us. Why is this? Well, because in our flesh, we have a sinful nature. We are by nature selfish, and the Jesus way usually involves putting my own interest behind someone else's interest. And so it doesn't come naturally to me in my flesh. It may involve also at times swallowing my pride, maybe refusing to take part in something that could be satisfying to my flesh. Choosing the Jesus way, it takes discipline and it takes intentional effort. Just because I'm a Christian, just because I follow Jesus and I am born again, it doesn't make it automatic. It's not just one and done. Okay, I prayed the prayer, now I'm always doing the Jesus way no matter what. No, it's not automatic. It's a minute by minute choice now and in the future to do things His way. Some of the most difficult times to choose the Jesus way, but also some of the most important, are the times when something doesn't go right or something goes really wrong. I'm sure a lot of us have seen the classic movie Forrest Gump, right? There's a line in there, and I'm sure you're going to nod your head in remembrance when I say it, where Tom Hanks, he says, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." You heard the line, right? People say it all the time. It's a catchy little phrase. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Clever little comment with some nuggets of truth, right? Life can throw us surprises, and you just don't know what you're going to bite into until you do. Could be raspberry, could be coconut, a little almond in there. You don't know until it's on you and it's in your mouth. Well, I don't know what life is going to bring my way, but Tom Hanks made that quote. So Mr. Hanks, I think I've got a little disagreement to make with you here. And why is that? Because yes, I agree, life can give me surprises, but they don't all taste like chocolate, okay? So life isn't quite like a box of chocolates. It might be like a box of something bitter often, right? And we face these situations. So we have the opportunity, when we get these surprises, to choose the Jesus way. And what does that look like? So if that chocolate that I bite into causes me stress, causes me frustration, we all have these situations, don't we? Someone upsets me, someone hurts me, someone does something stupid, and I'm so offended. What's my reaction? What's my natural reaction? Well, my natural reaction in the flesh is going to look something like anger. I'm going to want to get revenge, right? Is that the Jesus way? No. The Jesus way, one of kindness, patience, forgiveness. Choosing the Jesus way is as much about reaction as it is about action. Let me say that again. Choosing the Jesus way is as much about reaction as it is about action. And the thing that's hard about reaction is we often don't have very much time to make that choice to follow Jesus. We may have a split second. And if we choose wrong, then the consequences are upon us. So let me challenge all of us here to be unsatisfied with any tendency to sin with that knee-jerk reaction. And with God's help, we can and we must choose the Jesus way. Patience, gentleness, forgiveness, self-control. Choosing the Jesus way on a daily basis isn't all about outward actions and reactions. Many of them are choosing Jesus on a daily basis inward, in my heart and in my mind. Sometimes forgiveness can be like this, or a lack of forgiveness. It can be covert, not obvious to those around me, that I'm holding on to a grudge or lack of forgiveness. We heard a message on forgiveness from Dave some weeks or months ago, and I'm sure we were all challenged to think, okay, in my heart, in my mind, even if it's not obvious to everyone around me, have I completely forgiven? In Matthew 6:14, Jesus makes it really clear the imperative of forgiveness, doesn't he? If you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. This is a very serious thing that we need to face if we're struggling with it. And lack of forgiveness is often a significant stumbling block preventing people from repenting and accepting Jesus' gift of salvation. So when someone chooses to forgive, it can just be a huge breakthrough that allows God to work in their life in a way that would not have been possible before. Choosing to forgive, just like the song says, I choose to forgive, it's choosing the Jesus way. There are many other ways we can choose Jesus that are not obvious outwardly. What I think about matters to Jesus. What my mind tends to wander towards, where it chooses to go when I have a moment where I'm just daydreaming. Am I thinking about something edifying, something honoring to the Lord? In 2 Corinthians 10, Paul said he would bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's something really healthy for us to be doing. Taking those thoughts into captivity and saying, no, I'm not going to think about that. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, give me good thoughts dwelling on things of your kingdom. A sin hidden from other people is still a sin fully known by God, fully known to Jesus the judge. So it's important that I guard my mind, guard my heart by choosing the Jesus way in there too. Romans 12:2 calls us to be transformed by the renewing of not our body. Yeah, it's important, the actions that are, but it's the mind, the renewing of our mind. That's what he's calling us to be transformed, so that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. The mind has to be renewed, trained, and disciplined into thinking the way Jesus thinks. And that's choosing the Jesus way. In Philippians 4, Paul encourages the, and I think I forgot to give this verse, but you probably know the passage. Paul encourages the Philippians to meditate on good things, to intentionally train their minds on what to think about. It's Philippians 4, verse 8. And it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue in any, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." So, brothers and sisters, let's guard our minds from the sinful thoughts that can creep in. And in fact, in the verse just prior, in verse 7, it says, "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Amen. Praise God. He gives me everything that I need. But you know what? He doesn't force this on me. He's given everything to me that I need to choose the Jesus way. But it's my choice. It's not forced on me. I need to choose to be this way, to live this way, to think this way. So far, we've discussed examples of choosing the Jesus way and choices that we make on a daily basis, right? The ongoing choices that we make. And our next point, the second one, involves choices that we make only every so often. But before we dive into that, I'd like to talk about a choice that we make that's kind of in the middle, okay? Or it can be one or the other, daily basis or only every once so often. And so this choice is something that we choose in the midst of a trial. And so the reason I say it's kind of in the middle, it's a hybrid, if you will, is because a trial, it can be something very non-routine that we face once in life or maybe very few times. But a trial also could be something that's maybe longer or even permanent. And it requires that we make a daily choice in how we respond to that trial for a long period of time or even the rest of our lives. So how am I going to choose Jesus in the midst of this trial today? The trial could be something related to my health. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's financial difficulty. Many Christians throughout history have faced trials that we couldn't even dream of facing. Praise God we haven't had to go through torture and persecution, imprisonment. We all face trials, some more severe than others, but no matter the type or the severity of our trials, they all have something in common. They give us an opportunity to choose the Jesus way, to do what the Bible says in James 1, verse 2, to count it all joy, right? That's what James says. Not because we're having a happy day, because we're going through a trial, a temptation, to count it all joy. This does not come naturally. It's only made possible to count it joy if I believe with full confidence that God is with me, holding me up in the midst of my trial. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, 13, that God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. Praise God for that. But will with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Isn't this a wonderful promise? This is how we can face a trial with joy, because we know he's with us and he's providing the way for us to overcome it. What a blessing it is that he is working for us. He's working for us, maybe even for others, that others might be blessed because of the trial that I'm going through. Maybe it's both for my good and someone else's good. We may not know the answer to this question for a long time, maybe not till we get to glory. Why is this trial on me? But choosing the Jesus way means surrendering and laying all this at his feet, not when I get to glory, today. Okay, second point. Let's think about some of these bigger, life-altering sometimes choices that come around only once every so often. Choices like, what should I study in school? Where should I even go to school? What career should I choose? Should I marry this person or not? Is it time now to start a family? Where should we live? What church should I go to? Christians often struggle with these types of decisions because the path we choose can set us on a course for many years or even a full life to come. I remember my father telling me back probably in the 70s that Christians, there was a movement that Christians, young Christians, would always refer to their job as their calling. And maybe some people remember that. And it was almost like you had to be called to your job. And so they wouldn't ask you, what do you do for a living or what do you do for work? They'd say, what is your calling? And so I don't think that's described that way very much anymore. And honestly, I think that's probably good. And why do I say that? God's calling usually has less to do with what I do and more to do with how I do it, right? So, in fact, there's a verse in 1 Corinthians 10:31. It says, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God, whatever you do. And there's another one, if you prefer, in Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So picture this for a moment. You've got four doors you can possibly walk through, A, B, C, and D. Now, door D is pretty obviously ungodly. Okay, that's easy. Rule that one out. Okay, not door D. We've got choice to make here between three other doors. Door C is probably neutral, but there's not a real sense of God calling me. I'm pretty sure I'm not going through door C. But door A and door B, those just look like great opportunities, very godly circumstances, and which one do I choose? I don't sense that God is eliminating one or making one higher, more opportunistic over the other. What am I to do? I think God actually takes pleasure in our making good choices that are just that, choices. And God has created us with personalities and desires and interests. And as long as those desires are consistent with his desires, then we're on the right track. So if you choose door A, God can bless you through that. If you choose door B, he can bless you through door B. Sometimes God will make it clear, this door. Praise God for those times when it's that obvious, right? And then sometimes we still go ask for more signs like Gideon. But if he's making it obvious, we better choose that door, right? There's no other way. That is the Jesus way. But maybe it's not so obvious, and he's allowing me to choose. And so he's not so concerned as the door I choose, but just wants me to honor him on the path once I walk through it. You know, God didn't have to give him this freedom, give us this freedom to choose. He could have just created us as robots, right? How would life be like that? Some weird science fiction story where we're just pawns and God is going about doing his what he's pre-programmed us to do. But no, God created us in his image. Different from all the rest of his creation. And the wonderful thing about this is when we choose the Jesus way, we get to experience a close relationship with him, with blessings on blessings, and now and in eternity reserved for the children, his children, in a way that none of the rest of his creation gets to experience or will ever know. But on the flip side of this, it means that he allows us to choose the non-Jesus way. That is our choice he's given us. He allows us to choose the ways of this world, to choose Satan's way, who the Bible refers to as the prince of the power of the air. That's Ephesians 2:2. And so the choice is ours, to choose the Jesus way or to choose a different way and face the consequences. You know, I think Jesus himself best described the Jesus way when he said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We know the verse well. To choose the Jesus way means we're choosing Jesus himself, because he is the way. And so this brings me to the final category of choice. We saw it on the screen there earlier. The thing that's different about this one is it's singular. This is not something we choose over and over. This is not something that brings us on a daily basis or every once in a while. This is something we choose once and for all. And when we choose the Jesus way, it changes us forever. And this is the choice that matters the most. It's the decision to repent of my sins, believe in Jesus for forgiveness and salvation, and invite him into my heart to have his way with me. If there's anyone in this room, anyone watching online, that hasn't made this decision to choose the Jesus way, I urge you, make this choice today. Soberly make this choice today. It's not a choice to be made lightly. In fact, the Bible tells us to count the cost. There's a cost with making this choice. It means I'm no longer calling the shots. Jesus is. It's his way, not mine. Last week, I was talking to Sonny and Vince out in the lobby there, and a famous quote came up. I'm sure you've heard it. I guess it was originally coined by Forbes. "Whoever dies with the most toys wins." You've heard the quote? Vince actually shared with me that, I didn't know this before, that this phrase was well liked by Frank Sinatra, and he displayed it on his wall. "Whoever dies with the most toys wins." And Vince also shared with me something else I didn't know, that when Frank Sinatra was on his deathbed, his final words were something like, I lost. How sad is that? To have all the toys that can satisfy. So you thought, and realize in the end, that was a losing battle. And so I mentioned this story to emphasize the gravity of the choice that matters most. Life gives us many options to choose from. Some are good, some are evil, some are just neutral. But if there's a choice you're making that's in any way holding you back from complete repentance and surrender to Jesus, then you're making the most tragic choice of all. Maybe it's lack of forgiveness, like we talked about before. Maybe it's pursuit of the toys. Maybe it's something else. But whatever it is, it's not worth it. It's not. Give it up today. Lay it at the foot of the cross and say, Jesus, I surrender. And when you do, something beautiful will happen. Something amazing will happen. And you'll never want to go back, because you'll realize what we gain by choosing the Jesus way is worth far, far more. Far exceeds, infinitesimally exceeds anything that I would give up to choose the Jesus way. Let's bow our heads and pray. Oh, Father, thank you for choosing us. And God, thank you for giving us the opportunity to choose you. Let this just stir in our hearts, that we might dwell on these things, to choose the Jesus way in every decision that we make, every choice that's before us on a daily basis, and those that alter our lives, Lord. But God, if there's anyone that hasn't made that choice that matters the most, let it be today, so that we can all go on with this life that you've blessed us with here in this earth, to choose the Jesus way. And we know as we do, we trust as we do, we believe that as we choose the Jesus way, you're going to bless us with every joy that you have in store for us. Yes, for eternity, we look forward to the day when we get to spend it with you forever. But even now, Lord, you bless us day by day as we choose the Jesus way. So we commit the rest of this week, and thank you for the opportunity to just dwell on this topic. Thank you for Sung's song, and for just using it to inspire this study on choosing the Jesus way. We pray all these things and want to say that we love you in your name. Amen.